It begins with how we enter the kingdom. And their question was, who is the greatest in the kingdom? And that is a question that constantly comes up in Christian circles. Who is greater, this brother or that one? Who is the greatest person in the church? Is it the elders who are the greatest? Or that's a question, it's a common question in the world. And it's not a question that should come up in the church. The greatest is Jesus, and there's no question about that. Our calling, all of us, is to, we are big, unfortunately, when we come into the church. And, excuse me. We are big when we come into the church. And we are to become smaller and smaller and smaller so that Christ can become greater. We must decrease so that he increases. And we have to come to the level of little children. Because it says here in verse 3, not just greatest, forget about greatest. If you are not converted and become like children, you're not even going to enter the kingdom of heaven. So we're not talking about the greatest now. They asked the greatest, but Jesus said, I'll tell you how you got to enter God's kingdom. And there are many things in a child we do not want to imitate. A child does a lot of foolish things. And that's why we are told in 1 Corinthians 14 that don't be like a child in thinking. 1 Corinthians 14:20. We must be mature in our thinking, he says there. But in the matter of doing something evil, something that will hurt other people, something that's going to speak against other people or do something that will, what is evil? Anything that will exalt you above another brother in the church, it's evil. Anything you do to try and prove that you're a little better, you're a little greater, or you try to do something, some ministry, or want to show that you sing better or preach better or any such thing, it's evil. Because a little baby in a cradle has got no thought of trying to show that he's better than anyone else. He's not even trying to show he's better than the other baby you saw yesterday. There's no question of comparison in the mind of a baby lying in a cradle. As they grow up, they develop these habits, and little children often compare themselves with others. Even when they act humble in their minds, they're thinking, I'm better than so-and-so, and so on. It's evil. It's an evil thing that came from the devil, and it's the opposite of humility. So this is what Jesus said is the greatest. We've got to begin there if we want to understand what the Lord is trying to say in this chapter. Begin with, be like a little child who majors in humility. You know, in India, we have a lot of maid servants who work in the house. They very often work in a very hidden way. The masters and visitors and all never see them. And I have learned a lot through the years as I've meditated on what a child should be like, what a baby in a cradle is like, and what a hidden maidservant does behind the scenes, never allowing herself to be seen by visitors. And yet all the work, maybe all the cooking sometimes was done by that maidservant, or all the cleaning up of the house was done by the maidservant, but the master and mistress get the credit for it. Nobody knows it was a maidservant who did it all. Great person to meditate on, and there are many like that in India in our home. So it's been very profitable for me to meditate on what Jesus meant when he said, be like a servant, and what Jesus meant when he said, be like a child. A child is something we see all the time, and you can meditate on it. There's a lot more pride in us, my brothers and sisters, than we imagine. We can think you're very humble people, but ask God to show you, compare you with a little child. Compare you with one of those hidden maidservants who never seeks prominence. And that's how the kingdom of God is going to be. And if we don't realize it now, we're going to get a tremendous shock when the Lord comes and we enter heaven and we find it's a completely different atmosphere from what we saw in the church. Completely different. And it should not be. A new covenant church should have more and more the atmosphere of heaven. And the primary thing there in heaven is people are like little children in humility, not thinking evil, not imagining that I'm better than others or proud in any way. We're not there yet because we've got the poison of Adam in our flesh. But what I say is we got to work out our salvation till we become like little children. Then he goes on to say about our attitude to these children and weaker ones in our church. If you receive a child in my name, you receive me. You know, the Pharisees never cared for children. That's why the disciples drove them away. But Jesus cared for children. And the more we become like Christ, the more we will value little children, speak to little children respectfully, and not treat them like just unimportant members of the church. No. We'd value them. You receive one child in my name. You know, there are two people about that Jesus said you could receive. If you receive them, it would be like receiving him himself. One was in Matthew 10. He said about if you receive an apostle or in my name, it's like receiving me. He said to verse 40 to his apostles, anyone who receives you receives me. So you receive an apostle, you're receiving Christ, but there are very, very few apostles in the world. It's very difficult to find them. So you can't receive an apostle, but you can receive a child. He said the same thing he said about an apostle. He says in Matthew 18:5, if you receive a child in my name, and that doesn't have to be your child, you receive a child, you welcome and speak to a child, it's like talking to Jesus. Wonderful. I wonder if we are seeking to pursue that. And in contrast, if you do something or behave in such a way or speak in such a way that you stumble one of these little children, that means something they see you doing or speaking in a church meeting or in your home or towards some unknown child in the market or anywhere you see them, and they see the way you look at that child, or maybe it's a poor child or one who does something foolish, and you're the smart person, you don't do such foolish things, and you look down on that child. You know what Jesus said? If you do that, take a heavy millstone, tie it around your neck, and go and jump into the sea. And he specified it must not be a millstone, it must be a heavy millstone. And the margin of my Bible says it's the type of millstones that donkeys pull around when they're trying to grind the grain or something. Ooh, just make sure it's really heavy so that you don't come up from the bottom of the sea.